Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Come on, join the fun. Let's go. Getting a lot of texts on a lot of issues today. I really, really appreciate it on the serious ones. But let's have some fun here with overrated. Let's get some texts going. Overrated, the competence of the hotel monitor, the Vikings, to get all the players to all the workouts in London. That one's on Jordan Addison. You know, they can't. Maybe they have to go out with Jordan. Maybe Jordan has to go out with some guy every time. This one's 100% right. Overrated chocolate s'mores. They're just a plain mess, and you never get it right. The s'mores are overrated.
Wow.
If it's a campfire and you want the melting, your gooiness, it's a lot. It's a mess.
Properly rated.
It's an art. If you really knew how to properly toast a marshmallow on the fire, golden brown on all sides, gently setting it in between two graham crackers with a half of chocolate, a little bit of chocolate on one, a little bit of the other, push them together, delicious.
Yeah, unless you're now melting the chocolate, which you need to, and then it becomes a mess. If it sounds like you're timid in your chocolate melting. That's what I'm hearing. You're afraid to melt
I never heard one word of one hint of fear in that. I am confident.
I was able to see through it. I saw through the fog, and you know what I see?
What?
I see sunflower seed chocolate.
Stop it. I will never live that down.
No, you won't.
Oh, my goodness.
You will never.
I just grabbed a candy bar from Trader Joe's. Yeah. Any idea what I was getting?
Yes.
Okay. And I did not get you a treat. I'm very sorry.
What?
I just didn't have time. I'm working today. Running and gunning.
Is that our concern?
Different than usual?
I mean, come on.
So you want to know what my overrated, underrated, properly rated is?
Yeah. What was it?
Well, I can't figure out how to rate it. It could be proper. It could be under.
Okay. I like that sometimes.
I'm going to start with the marathon because my son, Ben, who got interviewed by Channel 4 Television. So he's
Did you
all
set
over
that
the
up?
TV. No. They grabbed him at the finish line. He looked like he was ready to pass out.
Yeah.
But he was sick on Thursday. Worried he wasn't going to be able to do the marathon.
Yeah.
I babysat.
Well, you put a lot of pressure on because you mentioned it like 19 times Thursday when you hosted.
I know.
Yeah.
So he was not feeling well. And then I got the call up because the baby's mother, Shannon, is out of town on a girls' weekend.
Oh.
So I go over there Friday, my day off. I got that kid from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Holy cow.
When he's sick.
When Ben is sick.
Oh, okay.
Kid's fine.
Kid's fine.
But, I mean,
tough
following time. Around a one-and-a-half-year-old for that many hours, whew, I was toast.
I heard you might be adopting a one-and-a-half-year-old.
No, okay. Golly. People, I could go off on a tangent. People who get married for later in life or have a second marriage and then have a whole nother batch of kids.
Good luck. I know a couple.
I know that's me.
I know a couple stories where gentlemen reverse their vasectomy and then ended up getting divorces within 4 or 5 years.
Oh, no. And they have the second batch. So the marathon was
awesome.
They
should be happy that they have kids. I know I'm not sure he's quite as excited.
No.
I'm not real thrilled by what he says.
Changing diapers again.
Yeah.
So the marathon was exciting.
Yeah.
I've never
Not as hot as people were worried about.
Comfortable. Got some rain in there, some breeze.
DeRusha's acting like a Minnesotan out there. He's acting. He's cheering just for Instagram. Come on.
Did he really for Instagram? I didn't see that.
Dave, don't you think?
He loves distance running. Always has.
He's always been a distance running lover.
But I got to a spot to see Ben.
Yeah.
Right?
Where's the baby?
Mile 14. Well, this was Sunday, so the baby was with the in-laws.
Oh.
Because I wanted to watch him run.
Where's the wife supporting Ben?
No, she was back by then. We all got together at the finish line.
Okay.
But I got him at mile 14.
Yeah.
Because he said, come at 14 and
support.
22.
Yeah.
Right? Because knew those would be hard, mm-hmm. hard miles. Mm-hmm. So it was just a blast. And I was early, so I got to watch the elite runners.
Yeah.
I said to one of the helpers, I said, is this, where are we in the race? She goes, oh, these are the fast guys.
Yeah.
Oh. They're physical.
Hauling.
I mean, just like I can't even stand it how impressed I am.
Yeah.
And then the end was a party. I've never gone to the state capitol grounds for the finish before.
Yeah. People are elated. They've put in hundreds of hours of work.
Moms, dads,
right.
kids, dogs.
Just everyday citizens are just celebrating.
It was fun.
Yeah.
To see people that didn't know the runners.
Yeah.
But still cheered them on.
Yeah. So
anyway,
what are you conflicted about?
Nothing. I just didn't know if it was a properly rated.
It sounds like to me that was underrated because it was such a great experience.
Joyful. Yeah. Exuberant.
And Ben finished.
And Ben finished under 4 hours.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, my other one is either proper or under as well. My sister Kelly and her life partner, otherwise known as her wife, celebrated their 40th anniversary.
Well, what's her name?
Wow.
Kelly and Gigi.
Gigi, well, congratulations.
Years. But guess what they did? They had
they broke up on their 40th.
No.
Said enough.
They had a dance party at the VFW
hall. Oh, why not? That sounds great.
Oh, we played some fun old 70s dance music.
Were you dancing a lot?
Oh, I danced all night long.
All night?
All night, and the kids were all there.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of little cousins from like age 1 and up to 10. Everybody was cutting a rug.
Yeah.
It was a blast. We had tacos and cake. Big night.
Nice.
We were all done by 8:15. Everybody was in bed, but that's fine.
8:15. Who are you?
No. I was probably 9, but still.
Geez.
Well, there were little kids there. Yeah. Wasn't like
take your teeth out. I mean, well, before you got, it was only like an Adam Carter party.
I know. Kelly was sort of looking at me like, "You're going now?" And I'm like, "I got to work tomorrow."
Yeah. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
And time zones and time changes throw me off. So
You never can tell.
What kind of 0 to 10? What kind of dancer, Susie?
I'm a fabulous dancer.
You're a fabulous dancer.
Yes, I am. Just like,
have you slipped in any way?
That is a good question, and I have not fallen or dropped anything or lost anything.
Okay.
For 4 days.
Good.
I got some sage. You know that stuff you burn.
Isn't try to change the spirit?
To smudge my house and myself.
Yeah.
Like,
do we have anybody living in the basement at this point?
Yes, she just moved in on Saturday.
You have a new person.
A new person.
Okay.
She's quiet as a mouse.
Yeah.
I don't bother her.
What kind of background check did we do?
I did none. She could be running heroin down there.
What did you just tell me?
She's a young woman. She's very
I care
demure.
For you. We didn't do any background check on this person?
No, because...
Well, when you get shot, Dave, when will we mention it?
I'm not going to get shot.
Yeah.
It's possible that I don't know what she does for a living. And she
when you're
be.
Carved up, you know, I mean, no background... who else can come to that? How about 651-461-9226? Would you like the upstairs bedroom at Susie's house? Don't need to hear anything about you. Just text in.
If you give me $1,000, you can stay on my main floor.
Okay.
But I want $1,500 that just went up.
$1,500.
And I have a lock on my bedroom, so you can't get up to my
Don't worry about that.
Those are impossible to beat.
Yeah, you can't go through a door at all, but just come on over to Susie's.
Strangers welcome.
Yes. Don't say that. Let's pause. I'll have some. Dave will have some. More of the audience. Let's go.
Yeah, come on.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems fair to me.
You're so generous.
I'm a giver.
That's all you do. Give, give,
give. Give, give, and give. We're going to talk about Precarious State, the Coachella documentary. He's been featured quite a bit on the radio station, by the way. At minimum, four shows. He was on with Jason. Then he was on the Venita show with Tom filling in. Then he was on this show with Tim filling in.
The governor on Friday.
And then he was on with Shaletta filling in on her own show. Because I tuned in just to see who's filling in for Shaletta. And all of a sudden went, my God, that's Shaletta.
Huh.
She did her own show. She was in here Sunday.
You want to know why she was here Sunday?
I do.
Okay. Close circuit to Brad Lane. Shaletta is already measuring to put her own picture up on the wall. We now have pictures on the wall. I hate my picture.
You do?
I really
do. Picture
don't.
Is
I think
great.
It's kind of delightful.
I don't like it. And so Shaletta, of course, brought in the kind ex-husband, Sean, and they're already measuring for her picture up on the wall.
They put it up Sunday.
Oh, so it was up already?
And she did a video with me discovering it and yeah. Big hoo-ha.
Oh, so somebody took it down?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-oh. The plot just thickened.
That's going to go well.
Let me be very clear where I am. For fear of safety, I'm on Shaletta's side. Which side are you on?
I have no fear of safety, but I'm clearly on Team Shaletta.
Yeah.
Susie, always been the biggest.
Susie, support. Now think about this one. Think about this one. Vacations, your job, or the ire of Shaletta. Which one matters more? Ire of Shaletta, because she thinks you're on her team. Okay, she 100%. Or Brad and Lindsay maybe don't grant you as many vacation days.
I take Brad and Lindsay, and I get the vacation days. Shaletta can, she knows me. She knows that I
well, not mean anymore.
No harm.
Yeah. Not anymore she doesn't know you.
She would forgive me. She
no,
would.
No.
I do understand the picture, though, that you never saw was bigger.
Shocking.
I hope so.
Shocking.
She deserves it.
And it was darling. It was darling.
I figured it was like the entire wall.
It was large.
So
overrated, underrated.
Yeah.
Properly rated.
Let's see. Sure glad I wasn't running. They sure had the weather wrong. The weather was great.
Wet at the end, if you were one of the slower runners.
What was wrong with it then?
It just dribbled a little.
It rained a little bit. Yeah. Come on.
Not a.
Maybe you don't like running in the rain. I don't know.
While we're at it, more text, you might as well say the caramel apple is overrated. Oh, yeah. Caramel apple is garbage.
100%.
It's garbage.
You don't like caramel apple either?
No.
Well, I fear anything that I might lose my teeth and biting it.
Well, you're a big teeth person.
I am. I lose them a lot.
Somebody says he was on Jason's show also. I said that initially.
You did.
I was the first person to mention.
That's right.
Overrated NFL football in Europe. Football's not meant to be played at 8:30 in the morning.
It was weird.
Couldn't disagree more.
Oh, really?
I love the variety times. I love different times. We get the noon game over and over and over and over and over again. Then it's, oh, no, it's 3 o'clock or it's 7 o'clock. I think it's fun to have different times.
Noon and 3 are the two worst times it could possibly be of any week.
Right in the middle of your day. Give me more of those games. Give me the late night games. I like it. All right, what do you have, sir?
My Saturday night was an underrated show. Saw a live special taping from comedian Kelsey Cook at the Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
In St. Paul.
Yeah.
She was fabulous. The opener was very good, too. Very funny. And like Susie, we were home by 8:30.
What is with you people? Honestly.
I
went out to dinner Saturday at, like, I think 8:30.
We went for the early dinner before the show. Everest on Grand.
You guys go to Denny's, or where'd you go?
Everest on Grand. It was very good. Delicious. But to be completely truthful. I was willing to go grab dessert, a drink, something like that. And the wife said, no, I want to go home. She was done.
Did you then drop her off and then go out on your own?
Thought about it. No, dropped her off. We had to get the kids to bed, which is kind of the reason I wanted to stay out. Let's just let the babysitter do that one tonight.
But right.
No, we got home before they got to bed, so then that got extended. But we did get a nice night, as I mentioned, just sitting out on the deck for like a half hour.
Beautiful.
It's the most perfect night in Minnesota history.
Beautiful. It was spectacular.
I just need a yes or no text. Is this fair? 651-461-9226. You and Lindsay have been together how long now?
We'll be going on 17 years in January.
17 Mary. Years. Mary, but how long before that?
Two or three before that.
So 20 years together. If Lindsay just wants to go home with the girls and you say, you know what, I'd like to go out. I got some buddies out. Are you allowed to pivot and then join friends?
Yes.
100% yes. Susie?
If I was in a situation when I was with someone and I left them at home and wanted to go out.
No, so you and Dave are married. Congratulations. You've been together 20 years.
Okay.
It just turns out, shooting match. and then you don't want to go out after. We saw the comedian. I just want to stay home. And Dave's like, hey, you know what? Fred and Archie are out. I want to go hang out with Fred Farchie. You know, you combine them together. They're a duo. I'm going out with Farchie. Is it okay if Dave does that?
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
100%. Right?
Yes.
But it is.
Anyway.
It's different relationships.
Right.
Some woman, some man might not think that's cool. Like, for example, if it was the husband said he wanted to go home, would he care if I went out, Dave, and had a few cocktails?
You wouldn't care if Lindsay went out?
No.
No. I would not care if Michelle wants to go out afterwards. Not
enjoy
at
it.
All.
I love it.
Yeah.
Last one, the Twin Cities Marathon, great, but underrated, the most difficult, most impressive running event of the weekend was held in Denver, Colorado. The Taco Bell Ultra Marathon, you familiar with this?
No.
I did see it.
31 miles, you cover 10 Taco Bells, you must eat something, not just drink, you must eat something at 9 of them. You must have consumed at least one Chalupa Supreme or Crunchwrap Supreme by the fourth stop, at least one Burrito Supreme or Nachos Bel Grande by the eighth, no Pepto-Bismol, no throwing up, drinks do not count, as I mentioned, must keep receipts for the over 700 people that did this. Bravo.
Man.
Wow.
Bravo.
No throwing up. How can they prevent you from puking?
If you throw up, you're out.
Oh,
iron
done.
Stomach.
Wow.
That's... I want to do this. I don't know how I'm ever going to do it, but I want to do it.
I'm going to reduce mine to 2.
Okay.
I'm big on the stations in the building, right? I mean, I'm team. I hope we dominate our 3 stations. But we are so lucky in this town to have the Current. The Current is so damn good with music, and I've been listening to the Current forever. And I sat there on Saturday. I must have listened for like 3 straight hours, just hanging out, getting stuff done, and I was reminded what a great assortment of music the Current plays. You know what plays great assortment of music? Jack. So I'm not Remy and the whole crew, Weasel and Adam, they do a great job. So I wish them the best too. I just want to acknowledge we're not afraid of acknowledging other stations, and the Current does a great job. We're lucky to have it. Now, all you goofballs, and you're all goofballs who drive more than 10 minutes to see leaves, just stop. Just stop.
They'll start in your own front yard in good enough time.
That's good, right? Maybe the neighborhood, maybe the next neighborhood, that's max. Because there's a story in the Tribune that we both saw where various places, North Shore, right now, you know what it looks like? It looks like Manhattan. December 31st, waiting for the ball to drop.
Overwhelmed by leaf peepers.
Yeah, leaf peepers. Do you know what the color of the leaves are up there? They're brown, they're red, they're orange.
Yellow?
They're yellow. Guess what they'll be here in like a week or two? Brown, orange, yellow.
Red?
Just red. Mm. Stay here. Combination, different trees.
We used to have a really cute little song about leaves falling in brownies. All the leaves are now falling, red and yellow and brown. Fa la 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 la, as they fall to the ground.
There was another verse you forgot. And all of you folks who drive farther than 10 minutes, you're going to live alone, and your partner isn't happy. I mean, how do you feel if you're the other, if you're the partner who doesn't want to drive, and you got to drive 4 hours to go, ooh, ah,
gorgeous.
I've never seen that before. Yeah, you do every fall. Dave, you're with me 1,000%, right?
Are
yes.
you?
Yes. It's one of the dumbest activities a human can do, driving more than
Thank
five
you.
Minutes to see something that will be in your front yard.
Right there.
Have a little bit of patience.
Right there.
Because you know there's a gorgeous pot driving over to my mom's
Right in my neighborhood.
No, no, but when I go over to Kay Jones's house.
Okay, see your mom. They're great.
On Franklin Avenue Bridge, when you look out along the river at
oh,
the
beautiful.
Perfect time, it's yeah. like, wow.
Well, if you live within 10 minutes of that, we're allowing it. If not, nope. Out. Hit the button.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.